Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.
Big and Lazy.
This is the Big and Lazy podcast. This is Big, and we got a very special service for y'all. Early access.
Buymeacoffee.com/confirmed.
$5 will get you early access to the episode next day.
And $8 will get you exclusive content as well as early access to the episode. So if you don't want to miss any of the good stuff that we've got going on, then please subscribe to us at buymeacoffee.com/confirmed. Bye.
You're listening to Confirm.
Fuck all that talking to really take a care of business. I weighed out my options, the only thing was left to get it. If you got paid for procrastination, we be winning. All of them nights, we fucked up chicken, we was tripping. Feel like life's short, can't take it with you, so we spend it. Granny used to tell me, put that shit up, I ain't listen. I've been thinking about a bag lately. I've been thinking about that shit I never had lately. Mama says you need to slow down, boy, you cash crazy. Mind you know I can't slow down, cause it's a bag waiting. Sacrifice for all them nights to Christmas Eve, turn to sad faces. I'm past waiting, what's a flip if you ain't double up? You say you trying to get some paper to come and fuck with us. I can't blame you for being broke, but staying broke just mean you ain't done enough. Don't you see they coming up? That's what I told myself. Learned the game and I sold myself. Ain't cup of thought, ain't a hole I felt. Post a 750 credit score and ask her what she know about wealth. Them niggas yoke, all that salt throwing. You could tell them niggas broke when you talk to them. It ain't never a topic about progression. Only trapping and flexing. Can't follow trends, ain't no clout for them. I used to look up to niggas I thought was getting cake until I tried a cop of 10 and they ain't had a
Big and Lazy podcast.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man, it's YGBJ.
You heard him. He didn't give you any time to introduce you, man.
Man, listen, man, everybody said their name. I just wanted to be in.
Yeah, yes, say your name again, man.
Yeah, it's YGBJ, man. Mr. You Gotta Believe Himself, man. Jack of all trades.
Yes, sir.
And that was your song. That was your song of the day. What was the name of that? Where can they find it?
Lately on all streaming platforms, capital YGB space JAY, man. Fuck with me.
No, that was a dope cut right there.
Yes, sir. I like it. I like that a lot.
What was going through when you made that track, when you made that cut?
I said, if we got paid for procrastination, we'd be winning.
Yeah.
All of them nights, we fucked up chicken, we was tripping. Feel like life's short, can't take it with you, so we spend it. My granny used to tell me, put this shit up. I ain't listening. I've been thinking about a bag lately.
Mm-hmm. Talking shit.
Thinking about some money.
I hear you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So. How long you been doing music, bro?
Shit, I probably did my first song 2008 I feel like everybody did a Lil Wayne remix. That was my first song. Yes. What he said, bitch, I'm the bomb, like tick, tick. What song was that? Money.
You got money.
Yeah, okay. I think I did a remix to that. It was like the first song I ever rapped on. Some YouTube shit.
Okay, dig.
I think we all had our little time where the jacking for beats was the way to rap.
Man, what?
All it is these days, bro. That's all you hear is like, you know what
samples.
I mean? Sampled up, you know what I mean?
Now we listen to the sample of the sample now, and it's really...
It's kind
of
disrespectful.
It's really repetitive with the samples, but if it's hot, it's hot. But a lot of this shit, like I said, Big, this shit do not stick, man.
Why you say it's disrespectful?
I mean, you know, y'all got me on wax, so I'm going to get there one day, so I got to be careful.
But, oh, okay, I got you, yeah.
You know, The Weeknd came with that, I don't want
to. Yeah.
How you going to sing the whole song? I mean, damn, dog. He like switch it up or something. That nigga sung the whole song on the beats.
I didn't even think about that, bro.
It hurt, dog. You ain't Luther. Luther can do that.
What about your boy, Burner Boy? He did that.
Nah. Burner bringing culture to a
that
culture.
That motherfucker was
That's
hot.
Different. He winning, though.
Burner Boy. I still ain't.
He's an African cat, bro, but he's like Wayne to them niggas right now. I ain't gonna lie, he's one of them top dogs in the music industry. He's being from Africa, period.
Ain't that the nigga from ATL?
Nah,
the show Atlanta.
That's crazy.
Nah, you remember that song?
Paperboy.
Yeah, Paperboy. That's what I'm talking about.
You remember that song? Yeah,
a
little TikTok African song, but
dun,
I think that's where the game is shifting now. I think if you got a nice little Caribbean beat, some Caribbean shit about you, that's the shit that's going now. That's the shit that's kind of sticking too, because Tim's everything she drops is sticking.
Yeah, I like Tim's.
But they come in unique, bro.
Definitely.
They,
so,
and I say that because I don't want to discredit what they, you know what I'm saying? The right. beats is fine, but like Burna Boy, Tim's, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Them niggas, Vito, a couple
Wiz
of them.
Kid.
Yeah, they coming mm-hmm. with the real culture, bro. It's organic. Tim's Facts. Voice give you them chills, bro.
Like, Facts. So when I listen to your music, bro, because I'm a fan, I listen to your music. You're definitely in my rotation. It seems like you got a lot of love for this shit, bro. Like outside of just doing it, like whenever we talk, you know what I'm saying? It's always something said when you speak. It's not a whole bunch of bullshit that you just talking about, bro. You feel what I'm saying? It's always somehow it always gets deep.
Yeah. So nah, I appreciate your ear, bro, because that's one of the things that we lost, bro. I came up like Master P was one of the niggas, right. you know what I'm saying, on mm-hmm. the hustle end, and then like you know Hov, and I came up on Real Spitters, bro. If you said you was right. gonna rap, you had to have a 16 on the flow because a nigga right. was going to tell you spit. You know what I'm Facts. Saying? So I'm a real hip-hop head with this shit, bro. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to keep music alive, bro.
Like, yeah, the love.
Yeah, the real passion mm-hmm. for the music and progression for our people. You know what I'm saying?
Where do you think it comes from, though? Like, your passion for the music? Like,
I mean, shit, this is in my blood. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? I got cousins in Midnight Star. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I got mm-hmm. my granny's cousins, the Pearls. You know what I'm saying? They in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as mm-hmm. Background singers. You know what I'm
okay.
saying?
So, seeing DNAs, huh?
Yeah, this shit's really giving. I don't rap because of the money or nothing. I just do it for vice. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's just like the liquor and weed for me.
Right. Okay. So you said like spitting hot 16s. What do you feel about Nas? Like his music has aged so well, hasn't it? Like, oh my God. Like, it's just. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Nas is really the truth. You feel me? But I feel like Nas got lost in the beat selection. His beats Definitely. Wasn't hard enough when he was rapping. But yeah, Nas is out rapping. He's 50?
50. He's yep. about something like that.
He said he turned 50. He said he turned 50 when hip hop turned 50.
Yeah, he's going crazy.
Yeah. And I think he listening to us when we said what you just said. Because I think
he had so much success with Hit Boy.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
That's why he could do it though. Because he never mm-hmm. really had, bro. Hov came, DJ Premier.
Facts.
Kanye.
Yeah.
Just Blaze.
For real.
Timbaland. Yeah. For real. All at the same time.
Yeah.
And you trying not to use his people? Then you losing in the 2000s.
Definitely. He was, real talk.
That's
like,
why Nas was losing. He didn't drop his pride and go get them producers. He
facts. He was
up.
Just like, I'm in the hole.
He
nigga.
Said, I'm not using
Come
no nigga that's
it.
Fucking with hoes, so you lost everybody.
Yeah. Like, and one time, remember, he was fucking with even Irv now. He was fucking with Irv Gotti.
Yeah, but see, if you wasn't Rule, DMX, or Sean, you know what I'm saying? That was they style. You couldn't get on no, what's their name or their shit? Murder Inc. You couldn't get on no Murder Inc. beat if you wasn't Murder Inc. Like, that shit was kind of
wasn't even going, you know what I'm saying? But,
He just sold the catalog, didn't he?
Who's that?
Irv. He just sold the catalog for $100 million or something crazy.
I think he did. He said it on the Drink Challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he did get his money up and take that plate.
And he was on some old, like, he said, I didn't give Shanti nothing. He said, they could perform and get their money. This is all I got right here. And he made sense. He said, they can go do a show and get, you know, 30, 40, whatever
right,
they get.
Right,
you know,
right.
they can,
I get what he's saying.
They can go on a tour and get a couple of million. He said, I ain't got that. He said,
that's facts, though. I mean, shit. It's a game. As a boss, the game is different. You have to look at it totally different. Otherwise, you won't win as a boss. You know, I paid y'all. You know what I'm saying? So, but I think Nas listened to us, though. I think a lot of us felt like Nas' beat selection was crap back in the day. But now it's like, he's like, shit, I'm gonna fuck with some hot shit now.
Now, y'all heard that, y'all heard the Rewind?
Yeah.
Ah, yeah.
It's one of the greatest songs ever.
That's what I'm saying, bro. So if it was really just about rapping, and I'll fuck with Hov.
He been one.
Like, yeah. Hov is cold. Like, it's not even fair. But Nas is a nigga who, I feel like him sometimes, he overspits.
Yes.
Like, he overspits. Like, it's too much. It's so much, so easy to get lost listening to Nas because of how much he's giving you.
You got to dumb it down a little bit. Like, some niggas,
especially even now. You catch them interviews, though, Hov said it. He said he was listening to somebody. He was like, they told me dumb it down, and it was the smartest thing I ever did because he was going to lose to Fab, man.
You think so?
Nah, I'm fucking with him. I'm fucking with him. We was some arguments we had on the, yeah.
I remember
man.
That.
Yeah. Hey, shout out to Fab at No Competition, that mixtape, mm-hmm. and the Soul Tapes.
And Summertime, the first Summertime Shootout was
Yeah.
I'm gonna bite my tongue in this one.
What you mean? Don't bite your tongue.
No, I'm fucking with cuz. I had a whole fallout about it.
But the thing is, I feel you, though.
I respect what you taught me. I had to respect Fab's progression.
That's what I was just about to say.
Yeah, I had to respect his progression. But
I'm with you in the beginning.
I'm like, yo,
it was kind of like, you know, it was kind of like Ja Rule-ish. And I can't let you go, you know, 100%, shit like that.
That's a great.
And then we wasn't really fucking with the albums until he was like, it's a lot of mixtape shit going on. Yeah. I think once he got on that mixtape wave,
yeah. I think everybody though had a little commercial. Had to get, you know, commercial get your foot in the door. You know what I mean?
But see, that's what we were just saying. Nas didn't do it.
Yeah,
he didn't.
He came, I Know I Can, but it wasn't like Jesus Walk.
Yeah, right.
You feel me? Because that could have, that was the same for me. That was the same weight. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Like Jesus Walk Through the Wall was the same as I Know I Can. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't supposed to make the radio or If I Ruled the World. You know what I mean?
And that's like, why J. Cole's taking that rap now, because he looks up to Nas and he felt like he let Nas down in the beginning because he was doing the radio shit. But
he took that Paul Abdul sample.
Yeah, he did. He did.
You heard that cut with Nas and 50 on the new album?
Yes.
What 50 spin a 4?
He got a nice little 16, 6, 7
nice little bars, but the rest of that shit, he was talking.
Yeah.
You know, but I think niggas like, you know me, I fuck with 50. I feel like 50 can do that shit when he want. This shit is like, the nigga quit a long time ago with the trying. You know what I'm saying? You got certain rappers that just like, they love for this shit. I think 50's just a hustler, like shit. I love this shit.
What you think about it?
You know.
What's that?
That verse on there.
I love it. It surprised the hell out of me. Like, I was on my way leaving here. I'm like, oh, God. He came on her 50 talking this. I ain't the biggest 50 fan, but
yeah,
I'm a Nas fan. That's my favorite rapper.
If they chose that production, though, like if Hit-Boy had something to do with that collab, it came in perfect. Like,
yeah,
50 hopped on there. I was like, going crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's one of the little playlists I listened to. Like you said, I didn't know 50 was on there, because have y'all noticed it don't show you feature artists on some songs no more?
It don't.
It just say the song.
Yeah, just say the song. So I'm like, I don't know if like niggas is like, that's when a nigga give a nigga a verse on the humble.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, I'm just fucking with you. I'm going to throw you a verse so you don't put my shit on there. But it was a pleasant surprise to hear 50 on there for sure.
You think they still get the credits and stuff?
I mean, niggas ain't passing up no pay, but I'm saying it's levels to the royalties and versus like getting a service fee. When a nigga be like, I get $100,000 for a verse. You know what I mean? It's a service fee.
Okay, I got
you. And then once you make so much sales, they still get a percentage of whatever's going on. So,
especially if it's legendary enough. It's just stick enough,
sure,
you know?
For sure.
So if you could get a verse for anybody, with that blank check, if you can get a verse and a beat from anybody, who would it be?
Lauryn Hill.
That's different. That's
totally different. Gonna talk. Like, it's not even Eric or Lauryn. It's really no negotiation. Now you say beat. If I'm gonna get a beat, to be honest, you gotta go.
Yeah,
to
we
yay.
Talking legendary.
Like if you don't go yay, you crazy.
Yeah, we talking legendary.
With a free beat, if you don't go yay, you crazy.
So you going yay for with me, Lauryn Hill on the feature?
Man, what? And
that's
going,
crazy.
And I'm going plat with Diamond with one song.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can hear that song, though, bro. Because you're a deep nigga, and that's like legendary, you know. And I just think, first of all, what do you think, how do you feel about today's music? Just in general, it don't have to necessarily be the men, women thing.
I mean, I got to give you some context real quick, you know, for the audience too, man. I'll be 29 on the 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
So that means in 98, you know what I'm saying, we was coming Reasonable Doubt and like fucking, you know what I'm saying, bro? Uh-huh. So it's not that I'm an old nigga and hate the music, but I do accept the art though, bro. Like this is a beautiful art that's happening right now.
Evolve.
Because what people got to understand is like Uncle Luke was a legend for him being so open and breaking the you know what I'm saying, the envelope on like how we could be graphic in our music.
Right.
So with these kids and the people doing music now, like they real open, bro. So I had to respect it. I used to hate it as an artist on some competitive shit. You feel me?
Right.
But now that I'm like more seasoned and I'm looking at it, like it's a beautiful art for these people to be able to be so vulnerable, bro. For a sexy red to exist, you feel me, is a beautiful thing. I feel like your cousin down the street made it.
You feel me?
You know what I'm saying? Like you can't fake that shit, bro. So
and that's why I
enjoy
the
music, bro. I hated it for years, but I don't have to say I enjoy it, bro.
So you listen to the Pound? I am like
who?
When the Pound Town, you
don't fuck with sexy.
Yeah, I fuck with the.
That's female Gucci.
It is.
Yeah, yeah. See, you look at it in the aspect of how it's evolved and what's still the same. I think Gucci, he opened the door for niggas to really just hop on the mic and just do you, bro, and get paid off for how you do it. But I definitely, a lot of people be like, man, I don't see how y'all fuck with Sexy Red. And I'm like, man,
bro,
look.
She's cold.
But the bottom line is, I'm attracted to people, things that I can relate to. You feel me? If I can't really relate to you, like you said, she seemed like the chick up the street. You feel me? That, yeah. To me, that's everything. That somebody like that can have a opportunity to feed their family. You feel me? She got two baby daddies locked up and shit like that. Them niggas in there probably like.
But that's real life, though, bro. And this is my thing, bro, that I dislike. You know what I'm saying? Because we in a city, bro. Nigga go to Kohl's and pull sexy reds all month. And get on the internet and fake it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, bro, that's what real life look like. Even the BBLs and all that shit is cute, bro. But it's give like, this is real life. So when I see Shorty, I'm not looking for flaws. Like, that's what the streets do, bro. You
that's what, you're going to be from the streets and
judge the product of it. That's crazy.
Definitely.
So, like, so for me, as an artist, bro, it's hard to come up with shit like Ski Yee.
Right.
Nah, for real.
You gotta
though.
Be vulnerable. Like,
you gotta be at a place where you're so confident in your first thought that you don't correct it.
Right.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? It take a certain level of want to, bro, that people gotta respect. Like, you gotta respect that shit.
And I'm gonna say something. I feel like one thing I hate about music, period, is how they say, like, this pussy talk and, you know, the sex talk and how raunchy it is. I feel like it's always been, especially in our culture.
Always.
It's always been raunchy.
Yeah.
You know, like, what did Ron Asley say? He said, I'm coming. Coming on. Oh, nah, bro.
Man, what?
I love the way you relieve me.
What's that one? say what you were going to say. I'm going to think of it. It fucked me up.
No, what was that one? My granny. We picked me up from school or something. She said, "You want to hear some music?" It was I can't think of it. Can't think of the damn dude. You can lick it. You can fuck it. You can stroke it.
What's talking crazy?
But, they do.
I'm like,
but it was definitely slicker though, and that's all they want credit for. And that's what I was saying about Uncle Luke. As far as I know, y'all know like the case and shit that bro had to be up because they was trying to ban rap music. You feel what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Like, so it's one of them things where it's like they was more slick with it, but like, Luke bro, I need like, a rough neck nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like they was on the same shit, bro. Like doing the butt.
What's her name? Adina.
Yeah, Dina Howard.
Hey, that was my first crush. I remember watching that video as a young nigga, and I was like, wow.
Was it on Uncut? BET Uncut?
Nah, it was way before that. It's probably just late night. Having to lay down and go sleep in granny's bed, and my big cousin cut the TV on and freaking till the day.
Hey,
wow,
facts. That's what I'm saying. Like,
amazing.
When did Uncut come on? What, 3 or 4 o'clock? What was it?
Yeah, it was about 3 o'clock.
Yeah, I'm waiting up for it. Yeah,
waiting up.
BET Uncut, yeah,
waiting up for that shit.
And Tip Drill
with the Girls Gone Wild commercials in between. This is crazy,
bro. Why have we evolved?
Hold on, the Girls Gone Wild. It's a documentary on Hulu. Really? I wanted him.
Yes, sir.
Dog. He was a real creep. Yeah. And come to find out, I guess one of the girls' families or one of the girls something, they broke into his house and they fucked him type shit. Like they
what?
Got
The nigga was shooting all that shit.
Yeah, because he was on some old like these chicks was half drunk and you know they don't know what's going on. You making them sign waivers and
that
shit.
That was crazy.
Now that you say that, bro.
Bro, like,
it seemed like that's exactly what he was doing. What y'all doing?
Show it was, bro. It was like,
man, what?
Kind of creepy. Like, then you,
yeah.
And then they put it on like TV though.
Yes.
Yeah, it made money off of it. Yeah,
was, crazy.
But see, that's why I'm
wasn't
saying.
Wasn't on YouTube though.
A lot of shit is the same, man. Like, yeah, I think our generation is more of like the corrupt mind, getting your mind corrupted by the TV and shit like that. But it's nothing really new under the sun. Like, the only thing different is like, your kids can do that shit.
It's overexposed. It's over, like,
you know.
Yeah,
it definitely
more,
is.
You got more options, though. Like, when you wanted to, again, bro, Uncle Luke in, like, Too Short. You know what I mean? Like, the category was real small.
Facts.
Like, it wasn't the norm. Now, being raunchy is the norm, and a nigga like me is special. You know what I'm saying? So, it's whereas, like, I might have not necessarily been special in those times because it was a million niggas pushing the culture and doing what I'm doing. So again, like right now, but again, this shit had to happen, bro.
Yeah.
Like we needed this in order for us to realize who we are.
Mm.
We would have never known who we was if we didn't show our true colors. We would have never known we would be accepted like this.
Mm. Like I just said, like I had to wait up to 3 o'clock in the morning to watch BET Uncut. These, you know what I mean? Ding, ding, ding. Tip. You know what I mean? It's just everything's at the tip of your...
Bro, y'all remember having multiple tabs up on the computer when you wanted to do some stupid shit?
Yeah.
It's like having the last on the remote.
These little niggas got phones in their room.
Facts.
Yeah. What was that? Real Sex on HBO?
Yes, you got to. But see, that was the weirdest. And then I think about it. Weird motherfucker for watching Weird Sex. I mean, Real Sex, because it was some weird shit on.
We were just young, though. We
motherfuckers used to call in, cuz.
You know, it was like sex education. Like, wait, but I tell you, what'd you say? Real Sex?
Yeah.
But what about the what is it? Bunny Ranch?
He's deep.
Remember that shit? The Bunny Ranch?
That's a real thing, though.
That's where they found Lamar.
What was he? He was out there. He was about to he was on cocaine and some Viagra.
You ain't heard of the Bunny Ranch?
And I ain't ringing no bell.
All right, so it was a place in Vegas. It used to come on, like, you know, HBO late type night shit. Or one of those. But, like, say it starts out, like, you feel me? They're introducing the ladies, and the ladies just walking around a little ranch and shit, all on half naked. And an old white man might walk in with his wife, and she'd be like, yeah, pick who you want. And he might say, shit, I want this one, and that one. And the wife will kick for it. Yeah.
Crazy.
But that's where they found Lamar at. When Lamar had almost died, he was at the Bunny Ranch. Nigga had
Lamar Odom.
This is years back.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It was ran by some rich white folks, and they had a whole bunch of women living there, basically like some legal prostitution out in Vegas.
It's legal out there.
Yeah, that's most definitely legal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to ask y'all something off the. We speaking of old white folks with money. Could y'all see y'allself being the cuckold? You know that? Like, jeez, if an older white man was like, hey, you want to fuck my
That's such a.
What you say? What you say it is?
It's called the cuckold. I don't know if I'm saying it right. But
you
it's
said
like
it for old white male.
You talking about they got them put a nigga in a nigga pay you to bone his wife.
But
huh?
Type shit.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, see, but
he did that.
But he wants. Nah,
it's Mike's a porn star though. It's Mike's a porn star.
I don't know if he did the same because like he want to sit in the room and watch though.
Yeah,
it ain't the same as just like he paying you the boner and then y'all go do
I'm
y'all
a different
like
nigga.
He paying you the boner and he want to sit and watch and he might
you know
get off while y'all doing y'all thing.
Rub your back or something.
How much?
He might.
How much?
You really handling this, buddy?
Don't touch me now. But
yeah.
How much?
Yeah, that was, because like I'm where you are with it. Because I mean, like you gonna post it on the internet and let everybody see it, or so you might get leaked to a million. So I mean, you know, for the right, you know,
give me $800, I'll do it.
$800?
Yeah, fuck
an old rich white man.
As I say, he started saying
not fucking
rich,
the man.
I'm saying extra pause, but I'm saying an old rich white man telling you can bone his wife, and you gonna say $800? I'm saying, hey man, can I get 20?
20,000?
Easy.
Nothing.
Are we doing a subscription? Oh, like, how does this work? Is this going to be routine?
You know what I'm saying? 20,000 a month?
Is this
going to
be routine? Because, nah.
But, you know, people do weird.
She's going to want it again, buddy. I tell you that.
Talk your shit.
People going.
She's going to want it again, buddy.
Hey. If I
you rent niggas house again? Yeah, baby.
Send the cash out.
Send the cash out. Matter of fact, I want all 20s.
Nah, but in all reality though, like all bullshit aside, because we are on wax though, like it wouldn't work for me, because like I don't know about how old, you know what I mean? I got a limit, gang. I got a limit before it start like getting like.
I'm
gonna say about late 50s. Late too 50s. Crazy.
It ain't bad if she's black, but she's obviously not. So
yeah,
right.
50 for them is like.
I tell you.
Let me tell you
how much, man.
I mean, I told you 800.
Have you ever held
to do it off camera?
Have you ever held an old woman's arm?
Not no white woman.
Not no white
That's
woman.
That's my point.
Yeah.
Me neither, but I don't think I'm gonna be able to perform. It ain't going. The money might not be enough motivation at that point.
You know, people do a lot of weird things for money, man. Shit. And,
The most important, I
wouldn't degrade myself. To me, it's not degrading yourself with something like that.
She might
pull a money
up on
move.
Some Paula Patton shit or something.
Oh,
like,
man.
She might be
in a two-seater.
I'm not saying she's old in a wheelchair. I'm talking about a nice-looking old, you know, old myth. I'm just no nice.
How old is Kim K's mama? Because Kris Jenner.
She got to be about 60 in her 70s.
You got to spank Kris.
Yeah.
You got to spank her.
I don't want
on
that
the
shit.
Jet.
That's some gypsy pussy, dog. She didn't fuck all them.
Hey.
Turned Kanye crazy. Lamar Odom. Ray J fucked up.
She ain't do nothing.
He turned Fenneman, Bruce Jenner. Like, yeah. I don't
see,
want that Kardashian.
But see,
pussy.
Kim said that she. He was doing that when she was a little girl. Like, she said she would get up in the middle of the night and this motherfucker be down there in a fucking nightgown, wig on and shit. You feel me? He just had some issues.
Yeah.
You feel me?
I believe.
I think the I think getting with one of them changes your concept, because you got to change your concept of a way of going about shit to even get with one. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't think you got to change it to get with one. I think they introduce you what it take to maintain them. And once you get around that crowd.
Yeah, then you want that. Like, sitting at that dinner table is different.
So I'm going to ask y'all, like, what is the, when it comes to female, like, what is the, like, the, what is the, like, one thing that she got to have, a characteristic that she got to have, and the rest of that shit you can work on? Like, I'm going to give you, man, you got to be clean. If I come over your house, I know you got kids. Shit, it's a difference between messy and disorganized. Yeah. It's a whole different ball. It ain't no thin red line. This motherfucker, you ain't washed his tub in 3 months. And you bathing in this motherfucker, and you want me to eat your pussy. Come on. Like, I can, you clean. I don't give a fuck if you dirt poor. You got, I can, you know what I mean?
Right. You're right, though. I mean.
Damn, so, like, how long do it take for you to find out if she clean, though, doggy? You talking about the crib.
I mean, so
how long do it? Excuse me. How long do it take for you to get to the crib? I'm saying, like, it's
how do you know though? My thing is, how do you know that she ain't clean?
She might come out present.
Yeah,
ain't that clean? She could have. Look, I work all the time. I ain't feel like cleaning up.
But
today,
she ain't taking up for him.
Today's my cleanup day, and you want to come over?
A chick told me
you can't come over. She's proper. She shouldn't let you over.
Facts though.
Yeah,
facts though.
Now after y'all been boning, you know, it ain't gonna be no saint. Like, you know,
so what if it's so good that you just was like, shit, can you clean up next time?
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big. I'm B-Fines. And we're excited to announce our collaboration with Flirr. Together, we are offering a brand new course specifically designed for musicians and artists just like you. This course is packed with viable insight, practical tips to help you grow and succeed in your creative endeavors. And I'm not going to lie to you, if you use our link to purchase this program, we get a little kickback. So I need you to go check, and the link's going to be in the description. In the comments, go check that out. Flirr, Big and Lazy, together, putting Louisville on the map. What I'm talking about, ain't no fucking no broom and no what you type. You shit. Might need about two or three teams.
You talking filthy.
I'm talking about.
You know the whole package, right? The hygiene.
But more importantly, I'm talking about home, though. Because the bitch will take a whole bath in a minute. You never know. You know what I mean?
Like something like that, shit. Like the tub dirty and shit, that's dirty. That's filth. But I think people's definitions of dirty is different. My mama's definition of dirty is like, why do you have them clothes in the corner of your room? That's the only thing wrong with this shit. Like, but you might walk in her house and she got all the clean clothes on the couch or some shit.
For a woman, we talking about the bathroom and the dishes.
If the kitchen and the restroom ain't clean.
Because, like, you still got to take the trash out. You ain't got no nigga.
And check out the...
Story time.
Check out the toothpaste and stuff, all that. If this... this shit's thin.
Hey, B. When I start giving gems, man. When I start giving gems... You gotta have something like certain little ding, like a certain little something. We're gonna work on that, but not now. But here's another gem for y'all. You know, I be giving gems, especially about these women.
No, you do.
Go check the back of the toilet, the little side on the toilet right there. If that's dirty, she's dirty. That's like, she can fake all that other shit, but check the bottom of the base of the toilet.
You gotta get down there and clean that.
Look, man, I'm gonna give y'all a game. All right. When you go to a woman's house, where's the first place you're supposed to go? It's the bathroom, right? Walk in, you go to the bathroom.
Yeah,
it's like a bedroom. Not bathroom. You gotta check. You gotta check the cabinets, bro.
Oh yeah,
you gotta see what's going on. Prescription cabinet, and then you feel me,
nigga.
She gotta have a proper cleaning supply in the bathroom.
Yes, like,
nigga.
You ain't got no Windex.
No hand soap.
Yeah, you ain't got no re-up. You feel me? You ain't got no re-up on the soap and shit.
Definitely.
I got a story for y'all. As you say, look at the message. I got two stories. What inspired this cleanliness post, right? When I inspired this cleanliness post, right? So I've been talking to this little chick, like you said, 2 or 3 weeks, and she invited me over to her house. We go on a late night. We go cut through the living room to her room, and that's cool. But we couldn't find a lighter for the you got smoke blacks. Where the light at? She said, I use the stove. And nigga, it was fucking, I'm like, bro, like, it
she
was just...
the old gang shit you with the...
No, it was just filthy, bro. I'm overstepping over pizza boxes, this, you know, this shit
in the kitchen.
Kitchen and the bathroom. I'm like, you living like this?
That's filthy.
So when you see them talks on the internet,
I still took that pussy though. I ain't gonna lie to you.
That was the first time over.
Yeah, first and last time.
3 weeks of work.
Yeah, but I wasn't really pressing the issue. I could have probably been over.
Was it worth it?
Yeah, she got a nice fat ass man. Shot. I don't know. I ain't gonna lie to you.
So that's how she knew that though. She's like, this nigga's ready to come over here and fuck no matter what.
Yeah, and
hold on. So let's blow on, because I got to take up for it real quick. So you sound like you know what I'm saying? You're just a booty call gang. She ain't got cleaned up for me. I'm in and out.
But she ain't giving me that type of energy, though.
That's
she
what I'm asking. Yeah. Because if I'm kicking it and we playing PlayStation and watching TV and shit, like, clean this motherfucker up.
Yeah, especially if I'm going to cook it, kick it and eat.
If you call me after 11, just don't need me to be in the kitchen or nothing if that motherfucker's dirty. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? We in and out. So I'm going to give her a benefit of doubt. If you was a booty call, gang, you got to get in and out. Kitchen don't matter.
Yeah.
Okay. Complete the mission.
Definitely. I mean, the filth.
So do you double back? Every time you double back in the same way.
She got to be a pull up after that.
But that's why I said, pull up. If you like her a little bit, you might be like, hey, baby, look. She straighten up a little bit before I come. I like coming over here.
Yeah.
It's cool. Just, you know, get that little knob behind your toilet.
So you said yours was clean, bro. I ain't going to lie. It's going to sound shallow, but You gotta have some sense in the job, bro. Like at this point, like I need your hustle or something. I said that in a record.
Oh yeah, that's
like,
your original question.
You really gotta have a hustle or something. And when I say a hustle, I'm saying like, if your plan A fall apart, bro, don't be at the crib crying and shit. Mm-hmm. Don't be, you know what I'm saying? Like I need to know that you on your third, fourth try and shit ain't working. Bitch, first plan go down and she's crying. It's like, damn, bro, you got to give it a couple. Well, you ain't got no hustle. It didn't work. So what else you got? How else you gonna get some money?
I think that'd be mine too.
Because it's like, nah. Because I need you to have you gotta have a self pick me up. I can't be your everything when it comes to that. So I mean, and it's not about the money.
Right.
I'm saying when it comes to putting whatever it takes for you to put your part in.
Yeah.
Again, if your first plan don't work, at least have another couple before you get the panic in it. Because it's like, I'm willing to help or I'm willing to do whatever it is, but y'all got to have a hustle, though. Because I know it's coming back. You feel me? So, for me, if you ain't got no hustle, then I already feel like I'm losing. Because, you feel me? We out here, bro. So, how you going to pay the bond? How you going to get my phone back? How you going to... You feel me? Like,
it can't always just be on the man too. That's why I hate about the situations where the females be like, shit, to fuck with them, you got to... put them on. I'm like, shit, what if I fall off? You know, we in love and I just fall off. You gonna be gone? Thanks. Shit. Like, that's some bullshit.
I think what women don't understand,
even know you.
A nigga supposed to bring consistency to your life. Like I'm the straight line that don't go under, but you feel me? Y'all fluctuate. They gonna get the hair and the nails if the
like G said though. G said the man naturally supposed to be a leader. So I heard somebody said The second thing after like choosing your career in life and how you gonna get your money, the second most important thing is who you gonna settle down with. That shit was the deepest shit, because I done seen people together 28 years and then you feel me, somebody gets sick and this shit's over with. Like,
over.
You know what I'm saying? It's
hard times hit and it's
That's what make niggas not want to like settle down though. Like,
but that's that person that only had that one plan. And if you end up being that person's one plan and you fall under, they panicking like they panicked when they only had that one chance. You feel what I'm saying?
Facts.
That's why I'm saying a motherfucker got to have a hustle, because it's like, if I end up being your number two and I fail, you panicking off losing your number one and I'm number two. And then I fail, you feel like you ain't got nothing left. It's like, man, you guys to have some motion. Like, this ain't going... But what I was saying was just like, a nigga got to be the constant. Like, I might not be the highest. I might not be at the lowest. I'm trying to keep this shit stable. I got the crib. I got the shit that matter. All the extra shit is on you if you want it. Because every nigga know, once you get comfortable, gang, you'll sit in the house.
Yeah, real talk.
What I need to leave for?
Plus, I can see your perception, though, is different from a lot of niggas, though, because... like, you still taking your time with shit. Like, you don't have kids.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
do you want kids?
You and Big is the only niggas I know that don't have
shit. Do I want kids?
Yeah.
I mean, I even don't know, like, hopeless romantic shit. Like, I want a family.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, but at the same time.
It's ugly out here.
But I ain't gonna lie. That's why I'm married, though. Yeah. Like, I wanted, if I had kids and all of that. I mean, you feel me? A lot of niggas grew up without their father. I had my father, but I know how it feel to not have your father in the house. you know, and split families. I got to go here, go there. You feel me? Like, that shit's nerve-wracking for a young nigga and confusing.
Two parents don't mean functional.
It don't.
People get that misconstrued, bro. Like, you can have two parents and that and it be abusive. Like, it don't make it functional because you got two parents, bro. Like, but you feel me? I ain't have no daddy, you know what I'm saying, at the time that I needed him. You know what I mean? Right. I got a father and I had father figures and shit that stepped up. But that don't play a part into me wanting kids. But, you know, for me, it's just, it's a lot of responsibility. But I don't want a 30-year-old me sometimes. Fuck the kid. I be needing my mama for shit. I be like, damn, I don't need a nigga needing me.
Real talk, it's a lot of responsibility.
But that's different to think about, though, because, I mean, shit, that's a wise way to think about it, because niggas ain't thinking that way when they getting trying to get some.
Right.
How do y'all feel about Young Thug? Like, when he said broke people shouldn't be reproducing, shouldn't be having kids.
I think it's true. I mean, I think in my story, it helped me, you know, fight, you know, and get what I wanted out of life, you know, for them, you know, because after that, it's not about you anymore. But
because I know people that can't afford the kids they got and playing other kids. Yeah. That's like, selfish as fuck.
Yeah, that's the main thing about me, bro. I hate when people can't. I ain't even gonna say it's not good parents, but it's like it's so hard for them that they're not. You feel what I'm saying? Then you having more. That was the last thing on my mind when I was broke. Even fucking. I'm like, I need to go work.
Real talk. Get some paper, yeah.
That's the first thing a nigga.
But as soon as the week one, he was hollering at bitches at work.
Facts though.
First break. You feel me? You got your lie out or something.
Hey.
Nah, for sure.
Real talk, though.
I don't want, like, cool points or nothing, but that's why I be so responsible with the kids, because I know, like, it ain't that right now as far as just my time and my. Bro, you ever be doing something, because you said you ain't got kids? I be doing shit. I be like, see, this is some no kid nigga shit.
Yeah, real talk.
I be like, see, I couldn't be doing this if I had a kid. That's why I don't. I be doing this. That's why I don't got kids.
And listen, ain't no more big mamas. Understand?
Hell no.
Ain't no more. My mama is 54. I might call her and she is in another country and didn't talk even tell shit. Me. You feel me? Ain't no big mamas. I was at big mama's house. I'm a big mama's kid.
Yeah.
Easy.
You feel me? So, but. Sometimes it's hard to even find babysitters and shit.
Like, it is.
Like, I be on some shit like, look, y'all ready to stay here by yourself, man.
So y'all ever been like taking a little chick out on a date and she hit you with, you got to pay for the, I need something for the babysitter? Ain't that immediate turn off? Like, what the fuck, man? Like, this is.
That's a bad motherfucker. But I mean, if I really want to take her out, I think that's going to be a natural thing. Like, shit.
You paying for the babysitter?
If I got it,
yeah.
And I'm like that and I feel like. If I feel like she worth
it. If you got
like,
it, you got it, though. You know what I mean?
And if I'm constantly like, man, what you trying to do? I got the kids. What you trying to do? Yeah, I got the kids. Yeah. Like, man, who can watch the kids? My auntie, but she be wanting something. How much she want? I got some weed or I got
pack of cigarettes and a beer.
You know what I'm saying? But it can't be. It can't be all the time, though. Like, damn. Ain't none of them got no daddy that can watch these niggas?
Talk
like,
your shit.
I think if you got more than two, if you got three kids or more.
Yeah.
It should be one of them baby daddies that can at least take them niggas to practice, football practice, or take them niggas for the weekend.
An hour or two.
Something.
Yeah.
So as a single man with no kids, like, what's the, like, dating a woman with kids, like, what's the limit? Do you do no kids?
You said what's the limit?
What's the limit of
if you date a woman with kids?
What's the limit on the amount of kids? Yeah.
Oh man. Y'all trying to get me in trouble.
You can plead the fifth, man.
It ain't no pressure. Like, I ain't gonna say that it's a limit because I'm gonna be real shallow. She might have a cold son.
Yeah.
It might be cold on that field or something, so you gotta make an exception for the youngest. That nigga's going places.
Yeah.
But nah. All the way a bean though, cause I don't have kids, bro. Yeah. I gotta leave room in the back seat, bro. Like I too would have to be where I stop so my third can fit in the middle, like, if I want kids. So that's just being, because
sense.
I could ask for a little bit. I save, you know, something.
And it ain't too many women that I think, ain't got, most of them got kids by 25.
Yeah, man.
At least one by 25. You feel me?
Yeah. Girl.
You just said something, though, about, you know, a daughter might have a kid on a team. What you going to say, Big? My fault.
It was once upon a time for like a 2 or 3 year stretch. All I ran into was chicks with 4 and 5 kids, bro. It was, I say, God. But not that's it. All it was just, you know what I mean?
But like, don't you see why? Every time you meet me, you're like, I see why you got 4 kids. Yeah. I see why you got 4 kids. Like, you cool than a motherfucker. Like,
and it be the cold ones that got the most. The ones that's real clean and raw numbers, with the clean crib and all you want, they got 4 of them.
You
gotta
think about the numbers, though, bro. She been hollered at quadruple the amount. So, it's, you know what I mean?
Some niggas done dropped the bag.
What you mean? Niggas ain't coming up out of shit when they know they ain't supposed to be in it.
No.
And it's real hard when you the first good guy, the first guy with some sense she done dealt with. Oh, my God. Are you in for a fucking fight, buddy? You just...
I seen that on, I seen something like that.
Uh-huh.
How y'all feel about Dion and his son? Ain't that a beautiful thing, man, where you can... What are the chances, nigga, your daddy Dion, and he coaching you, and he done got you to Colorado, and you feel me? That's a beautiful...
And he's actually good,
but he got other kids that he done brought with him. You know what I'm saying? How y'all feel about that, man? How y'all feel about Dion, man? You know, right now.
I ain't going to play fake about it. I ain't believed yesterday. Not saying it like that. I'm just saying I gave him the benefit of the doubt of what he was working with and how Vegas played him. I don't know nothing. They inside the locker room. They came 21 points. I'm like, damn, they going to be like that. I go look at the roster. They got rookies and shit. But you don't account for two niggas playing both sides of the ball. That's not even imaginable. So it's like he allowing that to happen is crazy. But Dion's the GOAT, man. Like, he had a he had a headband on back in the day that said, you got to believe on it. You know what I'm saying? And I seen that recently, but you know what I'm saying? Had him chant and believe, you know what I'm saying? I believe before the game and shit. Like, that's real life.
You said something before the pod, though. You said something about, like, confidence. Like,
that's what I'm saying. You know? Like, that you got to believe shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a lifestyle. I feel like that's the mantra.
If you can preach confidence into some motherfuckers that can't do it, shit, they feel like they can, you know, see some shit.
And belief is the key to life.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I like what Coach Prime's out there doing. I was a kind of a doubter for him at first, but his son threw 500 yards.
Yeah, 510.
Travis Hunter, that's a
I ain't gonna lie,
a stud right there.
I got a son, so I believe from jump. I'm like, shit, I would love to do some shit like that. Call my son's number.
But you coached your son before, though, didn't you?
I've never coached my kids. But you never? I got into it to coach them, but you feel me? The president was like, you should help me coach my juniors, and he played for free on Mighty Mind. That's all I need to hear. I was broke.
Yeah.
You feel me? In the football shit. You feel me? But he wanted me to step down and coach my youngest. And you know how close me and him is. I'm like, I don't think y'all really want that because it's going to be the Tyre special. Why you keep giving your son the ball? That's my son. I know what he ready to do with it.
QB options.
You feel me?
Daddy ball's a real thing.
It is.
But play it, though, because we got played when we was kids, man. So that's a beautiful opportunity, man. I feel like I can't coach until I have kids. Call it what you want. That's just how I feel. I mean,
you got to have the balance because – even when I'm out there coaching, it's like some of them are so close to me that I might say something that I say to my kids. And I know that it won't go no farther than even if you go home, they go home and be like, Granny, Coach T cussed at me today. You probably was getting on his damn nerves, you know.
Right.
But I think I love the Coach Prime and his son shit. But I'm with you on, like, you know, first game of the season, you know. We got to see how this shit play out. Yeah, we're going to try to throw everything at them.
TCU wasn't even as good as people. Not saying it like that, but no, I'm not taking nothing
away
from
Prime. Plus, they went on the road.
Yeah, they put like 6 players in the NFL last year, and that ain't normal for an organization. So, they'll probably be out of the top 25 for the rest of the year.
Thanks.
Yeah. Then you got to remember, at second, third, fourth game, you know, when they start getting film and tape on you, like, that's separate. When you know it's coming. You know what I mean?
The film and tape is like, bro, which I got to understand is game one, adrenaline, playing both sides of the ball, that's cool. Game five, after finals and mid, them little niggas might not be able to play both sides of the ball going into week 7-8, bro. That's if he do, they got to give him Heisman, bro. If he make it through the season playing both sides of the ball, injury-free, and actually be productive.
Personally, as I guess his father, I would tell him, you got to dial back. You know what I mean? You got to dial back on that.
His son don't play both sides.
Yeah, he do.
Nah.
He do?
He plays safety, number three. The running back. I know he got two.
He got two sons,
yep. Damn. Yeah, the other one played running back and safety. He scored 3 touchdowns in a
I thought that was the young nigga he pulled in and got his teeth fixed.
I mean, they claiming him like that. I don't think he might have custody or something. He said he got two sons. I think he got two Sanders on the team, though, bro. I think he got two sons on the team.
Because I remember he brought one dude in that played corner or safety, and he played a little receiver. Yeah. And he had an interception and, like, two touchdowns or some shit. Yeah. But
now, his number 12 is a hunter. And then, as I said, it's another one. So, I said, he going crazy, bro.
Yeah, he was the number one player out in the country 2 years ago. He was going to Florida State, but Deion flipped him the last second on signing day, matter of fact.
It's going to be a lot of flips.
Yeah.
It's going to be a
lot of when coaching comes in, though. When you said about the once people getting film and seeing what you're running and shit, that's when coaching come in. Because I might have showed y'all my best 10 plays, but I got 10 more.
Man, you from the NFL.
You know what I'm saying?
You got playbooks from the 90s, bro.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? If you got dogs, man, you feel me? But Louisville pulled that motherfucker out, too, you know? Shout out to the city, man. Mm-hmm.
I can't wait, man.
You think we're going to have a good season with this football shit?
I think we'll break even maybe about 7-8. We ain't out by 7-8 games. We ain't going to make no big splashes. We still got to get some players in here. But we look damn good in that second half coming out.
I think they said they did away with the conferences.
What do you mean, conference? Like, nah, they trying to get us to go to the Big 12. Like,
I think they trying to get rid of everything and have it one, like a college league full of the best.
Yeah.
Yeah. The best team.
Well, you know the Pac-12 is disappearing. They gone.
It's only like two teams in that shit now.
Yeah,
I'll be in that shit.
So who's the Heisman? So are we putting a little money on Sade Sanders to win the Heisman?
I would.
You gotta go him and Hunter, because like I said, if Hunter make it through healthy as a corner and a wide receiver. Mm-hmm. I mean, how many coaches are allowing the kid the opportunity to do that?
Right, exactly.
So that's what I'm saying.
Crazy.
They have to respect it if what you do it. No coach is letting you do that.
What do you think? Is out of desperation?
No, it ain't out of desperation. Deion's a real nigga. We used to put, why stop playing both sides of the ball? He did it. Nice. Everybody, like, why stop, though? We stop it in youth league. Your best player played both sides of the ball his whole life. Get to college and get one position.
I think it's more of like, I got a dog, and
you think
this is what he
do. You think Tyreek Hill couldn't guard a nigga?
Yeah, he could.
What you gonna do?
Even if you throw it up, I'm quick enough to
get. What you gonna run from him?
Yeah.
You think he'd be a good corner?
I'm just saying, though. Yeah, I'm not saying he'd be the best. I'm saying,
I think he would, though.
You would be able to throw your shorts and choppies. He's still gonna be right there.
Definitely. He's on your ass.
On your ass. You better not jump.
No matter who you're throwing it to, he's gonna play it like it's his because he's a wide receiver first.
Facts.
You know?
But I mean, that's you know, neither here nor there.
And he probably, you know, but I think it's all just, it's just what you instill in your kids, man. If you instill, like, you can play both sides of the ball, and you tell a nigga that believe, like you said,
I don't think they
believe.
Could do that in, like, the SEC or something. You know what I mean? If they was playing powerhouse back-to-back and shit, it'd get a little more tough.
We're going
to
see it, though. We're going to see, you know. I got
my future bet in.
What's your future? Give us one.
No, I'm saying, you know, with the Colorado division and Sanders and the Hunters on that Heisman, you know. They went from plus 7.5 underdogs next week to -3 favorites against Nebraska.
Oh, wow.
So, you feel me?
It's going to be exciting, though. Yeah, you know, football's back. You know what I'm saying?
Legal gambling at the end of the month.
Uh-huh. So, okay.
I'm glad he got them boys in Colorado. Really, nothing's going on in Colorado.
Good weed.
You know, good weed, you know, but it's legal, so they
them niggas
going to
have a hard time passing tests, so they better fall out.
You know, but he's pretty strict, though. You know, he benched his son in the championship.
I'm talking about drug test.
I'm just saying. Like, I'm saying he's pretty strict, though. Like, he's probably telling them niggas, like, I'm not saving y'all if y'all fuck up like that. You know, he benched his son for missing curfew.
Did y'all ever fault him for leaving Jackson State?
Hell no. I hope you go all the way to the league for fun.
I think that's just like you said a minute ago, Big, the crab in a bucket thing. Like, I think people just find a way to tear you down.
I guess he's supposed
to die.
Instead
of, like, you know, passing the torch and giving another black man the opportunity to do the same thing I did. I mean, all y'all want to do is win at the end of the day. Or, you know, is it just y'all wanted my name, you know, behind y'all? The definition is to get us in a position where we get the top next black coach to come in. Because he...
Nah, Deion ain't accepting no shit he ain't believe in. They believe in
facts.
Deion.
And the new coach just blew somebody out the first game at Jackson State.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he did.
Mo Williams, the basketball coach down there.
You feel me? Y'all won't win. You know, y'all won't win. Yeah. Y'all won't win. It's, at the end of the day, y'all won't win. As long as y'all winning, no matter who's coaching y'all, you feel me? We got to stop bringing each other down just because a motherfucker make a decision we don't agree with.
Right.
As a football fan, I can understand, though, you know, both sides.
Deion's the GOAT for what he's doing.
Definitely.
You think he's the greatest football player of all time?
Football player?
Yeah.
No, we just talking about, like, you know, you talk about, you know how Hov is just like the richest rapper. So yeah, it's like he's getting, Dion's accolades is getting crazy.
I think Dion did a lot that your average player can't do. Like you said, play both sides of the ball. I think that's why he believes in them. He played a little slot.
Only person in history to hit a and home run,
play baseball,
and a touchdown in the same weekend.
But let's go back to Bo Jackson, the same thing.
We can name history forever, but they won't even allow for someone to do that
today. Yes.
So yeah, it's not even
to
about
pick up, to pick up come two on, contracts. Bro,
you can't leave the NBA and go do nothing. A nigga gonna be
what? LeBron is going to play tight end
in this motherfucking game. You can't.
LeBron is playing tight end.
Dennis Rodman went to Vegas for the weekend.
Oh hell,
you're gonna be on camera at every stop.
Yeah,
the airport, when you get there,
even if they allow, even if
in the middle of the finals, at that though,
in the middle of the finals,
yeah,
but you finna go chill with Nicki Minaj, chill with Madonna,
it's a different
time,
too, bro. Like, I think y'all can say what y'all want. I feel the old niggas now when they be like, man, back in my day, that shit
was feeling the old niggas. It ain't our fault they made this shit soft.
It ain't.
How am you gonna be mad at me because these niggas got technology to stop us from running the streets?
Facts.
Nigga, y'all didn't have cameras like we got
that
cameras.
And
old
like
niggas would be in jail right now trying to live like
but
they
Steven
live.
Jackson said that. He said, man, we was way worse than them.
An old nigga in our position, they wouldn't know what to do with all the options we giving.
Oh,
not many kids these niggas would have running around.
Oh, man, they already got them.
That's what I'm saying. They don't know the pressures that it is that we live with in this day and age, man. These niggas would have, man, I was saying they would have folded. They would have adapted like we would have.
But I was just speaking on how Bruh said, how he said about the sports. Like how he said in the middle of the finals, the Bulls were so good that it's like, God damn.
That's what I'm saying, though.
Said, like, I need a break.
James Harden go to Houston and party on the off. Lou Williams in the middle of COVID go to the club, get some chicken wings, and get suspended.
Yeah.
In Atlanta. How y'all going to put a nigga in Atlanta and suspend him for being in a strip club? That motherfucker's just like convenience.
Speaking of Atlanta.
Shout out to Lou Will.
Speaking of Atlanta, man. Y'all heard about the Lake Lanier shit in Georgia?
No, I was there.
They done claim it's a lake in Georgia named Lake Lanier, and it used to be a thriving black community.
Some shit they put a lake
back in
over.
The day, and they flooded them out and killed the people.
Man, it's probably
the black people there.
Prior to the
they
groundbreaking,
had eight people die at Lake Lanier this year.
Mm-hmm.
Drowned.
A lot of dead souls down there. Prior to the groundbreaking of the reservoir in 1950, the town of Oscarville occupied a part of the current location of the lake. Oscarville was a small black community in the site of the 1912 lynching, resulting in the displacement of 1,100 black residents.
Mm.
I guess they at the bottom. Huh?
1,100 is crazy.
They found the latest dude. He was just jogging and slipped in. They found him 17 feet deep.
God damn.
That means they just,
nobody throw him in the river.
Oh no,
ain't no fucking way, boy.
Oh no, but eight people in 1 year, God damn.
Yeah, that's a hit squad on them boys.
I don't know eight people that didn't drown and died in my real life.
Y'all ever smoke spice? This is random. Y'all ever hit the spice?
When spice first came out, though,
because my man B Haywood got the spice blunt. That's why I mentioned that. He got a big. I ain't never seen. Man, he got the big spice blunt. He's a big bowl of weed back. I'm like, what the fuck? That's like paprika. He said, nah, it's that shit, man. I'm like, nah, man, I'm cool.
I got it.
When that shit first came out, I know a lot of people that was on that shit.
Man, niggas was looking for every reason to hit the spice. I'm on papers.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah.
That's that spiggity wiggity. That's what I call it.
Niggas,
that's going to have me in the street naked.
Nah.
I can't fuck with it, man. I don't even fuck. Man.
Bro, I hit the spice. Well, I hit it twice. But the first hit it twice. I smoked it on two different occasions. Bro, I hit the spice and I just drove all the way home, bro. Like, I got there and I woke up like, what the fuck? I don't remember like the last hour of my life. And I never smoked it out there again. I'm like, what the fuck?
Hold on. So the first time you liked it?
I can't remember the first time. I didn't really get no buzz out the first time.
He said, you ain't double back on shorty with the dirty kitchen, but you hit the spice.
I hit that spaghetti. I was fucking my cousin Reggie. Dawson High School. I drove from Dawson High School to 32nd and Garland. I don't remember how I got there. Like,
I'm not even gonna ask you, but ain't no telling what you did in between that time.
In between, Because that ain't even
right, bro. I don't know.
Even an hour, right?
Yeah, I don't know, bro. Like I don't remember, bro. I just.
But that's why I'm scared of shrooms, bro. Like, that shit.
You never fuck with the shrooms?
I ain't never did the shrooms. I did the bar, but it got me super high.
The little bar. I ain't never fucked the actual.
So we always ask people that did the shrooms, how did it feel to you, bro? You know?
Turn us on. It's different, but it ain't on no like acid shit. I ain't really see nothing that ain't third and all that shit.
Man, we done heard all type of shit, bro. Trigavelli said he fell into a portal.
Man, I don't know. I done turned up on him. Like, I probably done took like 2.5-3 grams of shit, like real shrooms.
I want to say he ate a whole ounce, though, if I'm not.
He said he tried to eat as much as he could because they said he was a big dude. He would have
threw up, man. An ounce?
Yeah, he said he said
28 grams.
And how long?
He said he had them just like this. And he said he just started going in on them.
Nah, he's capped.
He said it on the pod.
Bro, you gotta that shit's damn near like eating have you ever ate stale Cheetos? Have you ever you know how they never disappear? Yeah. You can just chew them forever. That's what the shrooms are, bro. That shit ain't finna it's just like Popeye's biscuit, bro. You gotta have some water or some shit. Like you can't just eat no handful of shrooms, bro. Mm-hmm.
My man's back there put his on the peanut butter sandwich. Like the meat.
Yeah, you fuck with the shrooms? Yeah. You hear what he's saying? You can't do that.
Hey, man.
You can't do that. How much you done never took? 3-5. You feel me? And I ain't you ever seen anything crazy? I ain't never seen that. I done shut my eyes and amplified, bro. Look, squint your eyes and look at the light. You see the flares come over there? You'll see that kind of shit without squinting. You feel me?
Right.
And that voice you hear is the, that was my co-host. I had an original podcast called The Troll Guys. That's my homie Chris Gordon back there. Give him
a round of applause, Chris Gordon, man. Shout out to my original podcast.
I don't know if it's still up or not. It might be.
Y'all might need to take a trip though, man. Just you know, it's a beautiful thing.
We're gonna get bro on here too.
I'm too old to be trying no drugs. I'm not even like that. I'm scared.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I be feeling about the shroom. Talking about crying and shit. Yeah. Like, it's a lot of shit that I ain't cried over. Like,
yeah, some like shit I just kind of just. But I mean, like. That's
to the back of my mind, you know.
That's the whole point.
I will probably miss my granny as soon as I take the motherfuckers. Man, that shit is like still in the back of my head. You know what I'm saying?
Depending on what you're doing, though. I done been in a party. I done been by myself. I done been, you know what I'm saying? So
my nigga said, don't take. I was ready to go to the 85 South show on him. He said, bro, they will kick you out of there. You're going to be laughing so much and so hard.
Yeah, that's a tough situation. They're going to kick you the fuck out, man. That's a tough situation. I ain't going to lie. Because shit do be crazy.
I'll be off the edibles, bro. Like,
yeah, the edibles fuck me up.
No, I can't take the edibles. I used to love the edibles. Like, the last 3 or 4 times I take them, like, I done on some old spook shit. Like, nigga, I'm.
You be taking them and smoking?
The edibles?
Yeah.
I didn't know you can smoke no edibles.
No, I'm saying you be taking edibles and then still smoking and shit. Like,
yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, I can't do that.
Bro, I don't fuck with edibles no more.
If
bro.
I'm gonna eat an edible, bro, I'm probably not gonna smoke for a minute.
Nah, it's over. Like, I'm paranoid.
I fuck around and took, like,
peeking out of blind.
I was
shit.
In Vegas. You know, you go anywhere, shop, get some weed. They try to give you free gummies and all that flat shit, bro. I ate like 4 or 5, bro. These motherfuckers was so nasty. They ain't do a good job, bro. So I get on the plane. What you said, bro, I was up there tweaking.
Damn.
First time, wow. You know how, like, you hear people talk about they smoke weed and get paranoid and shit? Yeah. I had never had that feeling. You feel me?
I did in the beginning.
When
I think it was
the
peach optimum.
Man, I ate them edibles. I was on the plane, like, what the fuck are we doing up here? Like, so, nigga, we tripping for doing this. Like,
I got a question. I got a couple questions for you before we get out of here, because we always ask for.
You didn't get kicked off. They didn't have to.
Nah, I was just in my head. Yeah. You know, so you look out the window and be like, you know, we doing some alien shit right now. Like, why are we flying? Like,
yeah,
whose idea was this? Nigga, like,
yeah.
But for
We are the Big and Lazy podcast, so I know you like to fish.
Yeah.
Man, that nigga fish like a motherfucking 1800s. Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
That motherfucker be out there.
For find me, we gonna survive.
Facts. Yeah. He cooks and shit and shit too. So that's why I said, you know, we asked everybody give us something good to eat and something good to watch. Something good to eat is even if you gotta cook it and we gotta get the recipe from you.
Okay. Because you know, my Cajun pasta is probably legendary.
Okay.
But I say, you feel me? The Cajun pasta or my lamb chops. And I'm gonna say mine's because, you know.
Yeah. So you really be cooking. You be chefing.
Yeah,
chefing.
It's like one of my passions. Hey,
if you
need a plate,
well, I got them $50 expensive plates y'all gonna complain about.
A plate and a verse. Uh-huh. Meet me at the studio. My nigga got a plate and a verse.
Talk your shit.
For you.
Fish fries or some shit.
You know, but you gotta give us something good
and
to watch.
Shit, something to watch. I ain't gonna lie, bro. Like, I don't watch nothing new. I be watching the old shit, bro.
Me too, though.
I stay watching old shows. Ain't nothing like Martin.
Man.
Like, Martin is probably the best.
And mm-hmm. listen, Q, that nigga Q been on motherfucking Tubi, man. He been telling us on Facebook.
He been
on Tubi, man. Niggas be sleeping on Tubi. Got all the old shit that niggas fuck with. You feel me?
I fuck with the old shit.
I've been watching remember the X-Men cartoon back in the 90s?
Yeah.
I've been watching it on Disney Plus. These like this weekend.
You catch them satires and shit to be so much different now that you've grown.
Yeah.
That's the most beautiful thing, though.
TV shows. Like,
that's the most beautiful thing, I think, in the world. And I think that's why I said I feel the old niggas when they be like, back in my day, it was so much.
Yeah.
You used to get a dime for a dime, nigga.
Talking shit.
You get 100 pieces of candy for 2 cents. Nigga, what, nigga?
Gaddy Land was worth it, ain't it?
You feel me?
Man, like,
I be getting
that thing?
Nostalgia like a motherfucker, man.
What's the Colorama? That was a roulette.
Oh, you talking about, that's talk the first shit. Roulette, nigga.
Had niggas in the chokehold.
Females were so cold at that.
Why, though?
Because my mama used to win. She got a bag, and she still, pow.
Hit that button so crazy.
And that motherfucking ball just do. That was the first gambling thing I think I ever did, though, because I didn't play nothing else.
Think about that.
You know what I'm saying?
Before we get out of here, though, I appreciate you stopping. We're going to shout out our network, Confirmed Network. Anywhere you can confirm podcast, the network. You can anywhere you find podcasts, you can find that. Confirmed, Apple Music. You on YouTube, B? YouTube, Confirmed Podcast Network. You Google that. There it is. You heard it. Confirmed. Big and Lazy. Be on all platforms. You can find me at Instagram. _BFINES. You want to shout this shit out, man?
Yeah, for sure. You, man, it's YGBJ on all platforms, man. Mr. You Gotta Believe. Man. You know what I'm saying? The Jack of All Trades, man. The Joke. You know what I'm saying?
And I know I always big up the artists, but if you want some real music, I'm gonna just keep it real with you. I'm not bigging him
up. That shit.
If you want some real music to where you can sit back and really think, and then he's. Let me play that back. That nigga got something special, right? This is your boy right here, I'm telling you.
I don't think y'all done missed on the artist, though, man. Shout out to all the artists that done been on the platform,
man. Shout out to all the artists that
I fuck with Dom, man.
A lot of people reach out to us, too, bro. Like, we were surprised how many people fuck with the from one to now. You know what I'm saying? Episode one to now, you know what I'm saying?
It's a culture, man. It's a culture.
Definitely, man.
We appreciate y'all, man. We love everybody. Dom, Anna B, Chief, what's his name? Cutthroat J, Tigger Valley Jihad, Mark Muhammad, Rye Bread, everybody.
Shout out to
y'all.
Sure.
And you can find me at Gritty and Lazy USA on Instagram. That's it. I was gonna say Netflix.
Talk your shit, cuz.
Man, and shout out to B Haywood and Confirm. And we out with another one. With a legend. We out.
For sure.
Get it.
Hey, Chris, you got my pitch up.
New really take a curb business. I wait on my options, the only thing was left to get it. If you got paid for procrastination, we'd be winning. All of them nights, we fucked up chicken, we was tripping. Feel like life's short, can't take it with you, so we spend it. Granny used to tell me, put that shit up, I ain't listen. I've been thinking about a bag lately. I've been thinking about that shit I never had lately. Mama says you need to slow down, boy, you cash crazy. Mind you know I...
Hey, B. Haywood, Confirmed Podcast Network. Thank you for all the continued support. Continue to check out We Them Girls podcast as well as Big and Lazy podcast on the Confirmed Podcast Network. We love you. Thank you for the support and keep on listening. We got more content coming for y'all. Thank you.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirmed Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirmed and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirmed.